What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jamie.
Quiet morning out there. Enjoy it. We'll start off with some sunshine. Overnight lows tonight. Don't fully crash out yet, but then tomorrow, look at this. We're only going to hit to about 17 degrees, and then we do start seeing those sub-zero lows for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday morning with highs on Monday right around 9 degrees.
I'm already cold. It's funny because I was cold just like I woke up this morning. I think they've just brainwashed us so much that I thought I was freezing this morning, but I actually wasn't.
And it's like but 36 it hasn't started degrees yet. Right now.
It hasn't even started yet, but I was like, oh God, I'm cold. No, I'm not.
It's already in your head. Yes.
Yeah. This has been the warmest morning over the past couple of weeks.
Yesterday was actually like a little toasty.
Oh, it was so nice.
Right? Well, you've got that Canadian goose on.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, it's toasty at 10 degrees.
It was 65 degrees yesterday. Yeah. 65.
I know. It was nice yesterday.
It was really
All right, it's the BJ, a Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app.
This is so funny. I saw two electrical trucks, like with the cherry pickers or whatever you call them, bucket trucks.
Yeah.
I saw two of them staged at this big transformer that we have in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I wonder why they're there. But I just saw on the news, they're staging them all around town.
For?
In case the electricity goes out.
Oh.
Is that crazy? I was like, why are they there?
Wow.
Nobody was in them. They were just empty.
Yeah.
But they're at this big transformer that we have in our neighborhood. And I was like, why are those there?
I guess it could be the situation with it getting as cold as it's going to get, right?
Yeah, so they're staging them.
They're preparing.
That explains that.
Now, we're looking at 4 to 6 inches of snow for Denver, too.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a kind of a crappy weekend if you hate winter.
Why are you living in Colorado?
I have a joke for you, okay?
Oh, God.
I got something that somebody wanted me to pass along.
Wait,
are
we doing that thing where I try to guess the ending?
You can. Okay. I don't want anybody else to guess, though.
Okay.
Because just in case you get it, okay?
Wait. All right. So somebody gave you this?
Yeah, yeah. There's a guy that works over at Jeffco in the permit department.
Oh, okay.
Okay, his name's Skip.
Good guy to know.
Skip's a good man.
Yeah.
Skip came to my house yesterday. You know we're finishing out that basement thing.
Yeah.
And so you got to do these inspections.
Did you pass?
Yes.
I almost texted you. I know that you weren't even worried about it, but I almost texted you to go, did you pass?
Yes, I passed.
Okay, because that was structural, and then you still have what? Electric?
Electric and plumbing.
Yeah, that electric's going to be shady.
Yeah, well,
I'm kidding.
The good news is, Skip is, he kind of does it all.
Yeah.
He can do it all.
Yeah.
And so he looked at all of it and said, nah, you're going to be fine.
Okay,
Got no problem. But he listens to the show.
Okay.
And Skip said, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you go back over there and throw a little joke at Jamie if you could? And I said, well, sure, Skip. What do you got going there, buddy? He said, you know how she loves that a chicken is so ugly? Why is the chicken so ugly? Because
got a pecker on his face?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. She said, here's one for you. Ask Jamie, why does a duck have feathers?
Why does a duck have feathers?
This is from Skip.
Okay, hold on.
Over at the permit department, Jeffco.
Duck have feathers.
What is a duck?
I'm thinking. Duck have feathers. Hold on. I don't like to be.
Why does a duck have feathers?
Have feathers. Feather. Something. Is it about a pecker or something?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
See, my brain's in the wrong place. Nope. Probably nice and clean, nope. And I'm still thinking peckers.
To cover his quack.
I would have never thought of that answer. To cover his quack.
To cover his quack.
Are you sure you got that right?
Crack. Quack.
Oh.
To cover his quack. His crack. Yeah. Why does he got feathers? We'll be right back, folks.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app is there for you. It's free. You can put it on your phone. Listen for an hour. All you got to do is listen for an hour. You qualify for $5,000. We do it every day.
That's kind of easy, day. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Yep. All right, the temperatures for the weekend is really the big news this morning. Also, the parade is Monday. That's the Martin Luther King celebration that happens all over the country, but Denver, a big, big part of that. But they've already moved back the parade itself from 9 o'clock in the morning to 10:30 because of the weather.
Have they?
But I don't know if that's going to help any because the high on Monday is only supposed to be 9.
And I know that Monday was supposed to be free botanical day or whatever.
Yeah.
You could go to, they closed.
They shut it down?
Yeah, like the National Park Service wants them for free.
Yeah.
They're already putting out warnings saying that if you're elderly, if you're children, pets, and saying don't show up on Monday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they are this close to shutting it down, I think. Because they have the other celebrations that go on in Civic Park. You know, they have people that do speeches and some music, things like that. They're making a ruling on that later on today.
Well, yeah, because the thing is with that wind chill, I mean, it's not worth it getting people frostbit, right?
Yeah. You know? I mean, that sucks at it, the timing, but man, you got to take people's, you know, their safety in
And it's always too late. Like, I don't know if you've ever felt like you've been on the verge of having frostbite on your fingers. I remember I was so cold when I was little. I was like 8 years old or whatever. And I was so cold and all the big kids, they were already walking from sledding. So I decided to lay in the ditch and take a nap. Because I was just tired and it was so far away.
That's the worst thing you could do.
But I'm a little kid. I'm just a little kid. I bet I wasn't even 8 because I didn't have, you know, I was like, and then I got really, really, really cold in the ditch and it was snowing and everything. And I went home and my freaking mom put my fingers right under warm water.
No.
And I thought I was going to die from the pain.
That's the worst thing you can do. Man, you did everything wrong.
I know. And then she threw me in the bathtub in warm water and I'm like, dying. Oh my God. I mean, it literally was like somebody stabbing my toes, my fingers.
You can't go from frigid to hot.
No,
you just can't do it. Or vice versa. Yeah. You can't go from hot to cold. I had a dog once when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. All right. So this dog was, and it was a hot day in Tennessee. And this dog had been running with me and blah, blah, blah. And he was just, and so I go get him some water, right? And I put ice in it.
Okay.
Okay, to make it really, really cold because the dog is so damn hot.
Right.
Dog drank.
And threw up.
Fell over.
I fell over?
Fell over. I thought he had died.
Oh, my God.
And the vet said that I had shocked him.
Really? You shocked the system that bad?
Yeah, almost killed him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, with ice water.
Who would have thought that would happen?
My dog fainted on me. I'm like, what the hell? I've never seen a dog faint.
Well, he probably got, you know what, I call it a Mr. Misty headache, but what do you...
Brain freeze?
Brain freeze, probably got brain freeze.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. So I know, you don't go from cold to hot or hot to cold.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
And they tell you the worst thing you can do when you get really cold is to go to sleep.
Yeah, well, all the big kids were supposed to watch me, and they did not.
They didn't take care of it.
They just left me. We were all going sledding at the golf course, which, think about that. That's wrong, too. Yeah. But anyway, we were all sledding, and then they all, you know, they don't care about the little kid. They all take off.
Try and keep up.
Yeah.
She's going to take a nap. She'll be fine.
Yeah, not our problem. You know, my mom and dad have 10-year-olds watching me, right? I'm like 6 or 7. Yeah, that seems like a good idea.
Well, whatever you do this weekend, don't go outside and take take a nap.
No, okay, do not folks? Do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess that they're telling people to, and you've said this many times, Jamie, to keep their water running.
Yeah.
A lot of things that
just
you
have
can do.
A slow drip.
Wrap your pipe.
And like if you, my water system is in the basement. So, and it's behind, they made it try to look like a door. I don't know why, but, like I opened up that door to get heat to it because it's on the outside wall, all any sink that's on the outside wall, open up those cabinets. And then I let like the shower just beep, beep.
Let her drip.
Yeah. Because yep. It's on the outside wall. Yeah.
I never do this stuff.
You don't?
Always forget.
Oh, my God.
I do. Oh. Well, I do. And it's not because I just don't believe in it. Yeah. I just forget. I'm sitting at home watching a football game. I got the fireplace going. I'm warm. Who cares?
Your basement. That's it.
I know, but I'm just saying that I never remember this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. So it's going to be really, really
you know,
cold. And they even tell you, sorry to interrupt, but they even tell you keep supplies in your car in case, because you're not going to last very long if
yeah.
your car breaks down.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Now, I wonder what kind of effect, if at all, it may not, that this weather this weekend is going to have on people with electric cars. If you've got electric cars outside. Because the battery
question.
Thing
yeah, yeah, yeah.
is an issue with cold weather,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. It zaps the
so.
Battery.
I thought
wow,
so.
Wow, I never thought
but
of that.
But if you've got an electric car, let's say that you're planning on
Are
maybe even
do
going
that
to the
thing
mountains.
That we do? Uh-huh.
Hypothetical?
No. Uh-huh. You know... How, that
oh,
weird
yeah.
thing when Teslas are broken down on the side of the road.
You're screwed.
I always get such joy, and I don't know why, because I like Teslas, but I just like, you think you're better than me. I'll look at your car.
I'll test it out because we're going to the Avs game on Monday, so yeah. we'll drive Bree's new car,
oh, that's
which
right.
is an
it's
EV.
A, it's an
so
EV.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll go full charge.
Oh, you're
going to
test
it out.
Get stuck.
Nah, we're not going to get stuck.
Are you a hybrid?
No.
Uh-oh.
No, full electric.
Yeah, what if you get stuck?
Yeah.
Well, it's a chance we're willing to take.
I mean,
Let's
it's
going
to be minus 25 or something wind chill. My car's just going to...
Don't you second think your purchase if you do get stuck?
What?
I said, if you do get stuck, let's say you drive the EV.
And
you get
down there and it won't start. From 100 to 0.
Aren't yeah. you just going to put in your head like, man, what a mistake buying this piece of crap.
Yes.
We'll be taking it to the dealership and trading it
Let
in
me read you a little story, okay? I'm going to read you a little story, okay?
Kay.
All right, so make a little sandwich. Here we go. A little story by Jamie White.
Okay.
Below freezing temperatures can significantly reduce the range of electric vehicles. This is because cold temperatures slow down the movement of lithium ions in the battery,
oh,
which
no.
degrades the battery performance.
Have wow. You are hosed.
All right, well, I'll have Bree go down. I'll follow her in my Jeep. So that way, just in case it happens, we'll be set.
Just take the light rail.
Yeah, right.
It's simple.
Oh, I don't know. That walk from the light rail is pretty far.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, my God. Dude.
At the ball arena?
Yeah.
Yeah, where does
That's
it land?
I thought
walk.
It was right behind it.
It seems to be, but it's still a decent walk to the front.
I'm with you. Just pull right up.
Stop that. All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, if the wildfires weren't bad enough in Monterey Bay, California, you know where Brad Pitt has a house, right?
Yep.
There's a gigantic lithium battery fire.
How'd that start?
Nobody knows. They don't know. But it's that PNG or whatever this is called. They buy power from there or something. I don't know. But here's the thing is that this is like their third fire.
And you can't put those out.
No, the fire company or whatever in Northern California said they're just letting it go. Just let it burn itself out.
Yeah. Man, you're talking about some rotten luck out there.
No kidding.
I wonder how it started, though. Probably just a battery that blew up.
Yeah.
They said one year, the reason why it caught on fire is sprinklers went off. And when they went off, they overheated the battery somehow. The water did, and it caused the fire. We've seen those in floods.
Right. Yeah.
Before them catching on fire.
Yeah.
That happened. And then one time, a ventilation system, that went out, and it didn't ventilate the room. And then it combusted and caught it on fire. So I don't know.
Do they have any injuries?
No, everybody's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's good. Did have to evacuate because it's toxic.
Oh,
I can't even imagine. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's toxic. So. Wow. Yeah, you're right. What luck. I mean, it's just been crazy.
California, man. Headline after headline.
More than $100 million has been donated to victims of the Los Angeles wildfires through GoFundMe campaigns, the crowdfunding platform that verifies all accounts to protect against scams. The massive outpouring of funds, which directly help families, communities, and businesses affected by the fires and support nonprofit providing relief on the ground, including World Center Kitchen, Direct Relief, and the Salvation Army. More than 100,000 residents. 100,000! See, this is what sucks is... Well, I mean, there's bigger fish to fry, but nobody can find a house. I was watching this woman. Did we already talk about this? How she said that she's called 50 places. Yep. 50 places, and every one of them has been rented already.
Yeah, I think we mentioned it a couple of days ago, God. But you're right. You just, I mean, when you displace that many people, there's just not enough room.
Mm-hmm. And my kid is going to do his internship in Southern California, and I'm like, no, you're not. You're never going to find a place to live. Yeah. Do you know how much it's going to be?
Yeah, and they got price gouging going on.
Yeah, all that
and
crap. Yeah, it's
just
ridiculous.
A horrible situation.
And then North Carolina, the people in the I call it the boot hills or whatever, but in northern North Carolina, they're waiting in line for gasoline for their generators. They still haven't cleaned up that place.
It's called the boonies.
The boonies.
The boonies.
And nobody cares about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so sad.
Yeah, it's just disappeared, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. Oh, my God. I didn't know this, but Aaron Rodgers lost his house, too.
No kidding.
Yeah, he had a mansion. He said, Aaron Rodgers said arsonists started a fire close to his house in Southern California. He says that arsonists are everywhere. He said the really disheartening thing, aside from a loss of a home, because it's more than just a house, it's the arson. There's a ton of arson. There's a ton of arson in L.A. in general. It's one of those things people don't like talking about in SoCal because of all the money that goes to various initiatives. You know how he gets all weird and stuff. Man, I watched that documentary on him. He is. He's out there, but he's likable.
I agree. I like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
I do.
It's the documentary on Netflix, and yeah. And I, because I don't like him, right? But that documentary made me like him.
Yeah, he seems to have a lot of common sense, although he's on mushrooms a lot, it seems. Yeah.
Oh, he is.
He loves those psychedelic things.
Ayahuasca. Yeah.
What
yeah.
is it?
He takes ayahuasca.
Yeah, he was at a uh-huh. retreat with that stuff.
Yeah.
And they were all like,
remember, he went into that hole for like how many days?
Well, that's where he was on this documentary. They all go to this place where it's legal or whatever. It's not really legal, but anyway, and they're all, like one guy was just frozen.
they go on that mushroom retreat.
Yeah, they sure do.
But he does have a lot of common sense too. When you know, and I love to watch him play. I think he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, I feel he's beat up, man.
He is beat up. He needs to give it up.
Yeah, I think it's time. Let's see here. State Farm, speaking of football, State Farm scraps their Super Bowl 2025 commercials as insurance companies face blowback over the L.A. fires. State Farm has pulled its commercial from... that's a good idea.
They say
that guy, you know the guy that does the State Farm commercials?
Jake State Farm.
Yeah, the black guy?
Yeah.
They say that he's the most hated man in Hollywood right now.
Oh, I like it. Well, I don't know
didn't
him.
Do anything.
I know. Right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I saw a whole article on him this morning, like how they hate him.
Oh,
my God.
He can't get a job.
Holy crap, that's bad.
He's just the face of the State Farm.
Well. Continuing on with football, they're saying that Taylor Swift has grown the Chiefs fan base by 40%. Holy crap.
I don't like her. I don't like the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't like her.
They're estimating that Swift has grown the four-time Super Bowl winning team's fan base between 30% to 40% since attending her first game in September of 2023.
I believe that.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I do. And they're saying, now I hate to even repeat this, but they're saying that the Kansas City Chiefs are now America's team. No, they're not.
They kind of are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but they are.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you go to Japan, they're wearing Chiefs stuff.
It's insane.
I will not recognize them as America's team. I don't care who backs them.
I'm just saying.
I hate them.
People love Patrick Mahomes, man. Yeah. And Taylor.
Biden has decided not to enforce the TikTok ban.
Yeah.
Woo! So we'll see what happens with this. So as of this weekend, you're still going to have TikTok, right?
As of right now, it looks like it's going to be okay.
Let's see here. And then this is a weird story. Did you see that Progresso, remember Progresso soups?
Yeah.
Have you ever had them?
I've had them.
They're in the blue can.
Delicious.
Right? They're launching soup drops.
Disgusting.
Huh? It's a chicken noodle soup flavored hard candy.
Oh.
It's going to taste like, it's going to taste like soup.
Like you want a lozenge in your mouth.
Yeah.
That lasts for, minutes. And you
soup
just...
drops.
Yeah. It's called soup you can suck on. Soup you can suck on. Tastes like broth, savory vegetables, soft egg noodles, and a hint of parsley. You can go to progressosoupdrops.com if you want some.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to hurry there.
Yeah, I think
I'm good.
Right. Yeah. $2.49 plus shipping, and there's 20 of them.
I'm not much of a soup fan, are you? I mean, I like a French onion every now and then.
I feel like those cans of soup are just toxic.
I'm with you.
I mean, how long have they been on the shelf? And Campbell's has weird chunks of brown. That's not chicken.
Yeah. Anything that goes into a can that can last for 20 years, I'm skeptical of.
There's a reason why it lasts that long.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly right.
And I'm just not a big fan of getting a can. I don't care if it's Progresso or Campbell's or whatever. I'm just not a big fan of soup out of a can.
I went with Progresso because I felt like their chicken chunks are better than those weird coagulated brown things in the Campbell's. But man, my son loves soup, and I'd open that Progresso, and it'd smell a little odd. I'd be like, I feel bad. I do.
But you'd feed it to him.
Yeah.
I do that with frogs.
He turned out all right, yeah.
I won't eat the soup, but I'll give him chicken noodle soup from Campbell's all day long, man. He loves it.
I know. They do love it. I think it's all the sodium.
I guess.
Probably.
Oh, God. All right. I'm going to wrap this up, but when we come back, BJ, literally giddy over a rumor. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But there is a ginormous rumor, and BJ was like literally happy about this. I don't even get it.
It's not a rumor. This is true.
Oh, my God.
This is true, guys. There's I'm no telling way. You can bank on
I want to see your source.
Yeah.
Well, let me get back to you.
All right, so we'll let you know what this gigantic rumor is when we come back.
Earth shattering.
It is, kind of.
Yeah,
I know, it is, really.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.